bar on Friday night with my coworkers, who are 23, 24, and 26.
Okay. And you are?
I
am 33 years old.
Okay.
Very nice.
So at the bar with them, and they did not drink me under the table. I did fine. I actually just want to point out, so this bar is insane. In the front, there's two rooms and there's like a hallway connecting them. Incredibly bizarre setup. In the front, there's live music and it's like a guy playing a fucking flute and somebody playing like a fiddle and they're doing like Irish jigs. Okay. And then you go in the back and there's a stage and a full band, like a full rock band doing a performance. And I was so excited about the playlist. The songs they played, because back to back, they played See You Again by Miley Cyrus, and then Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus, and the entire place popped the fuck off for both of those.
Incredible.
Were they
it was
good?
Fucking incredible. Yeah, it was so good. They were incredibly talented. And one of my friends who was with me is gay, and he was like, this lead singer is so hot. She's making me think women are hot. Like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was sick.
I'm glad you're making friends in your new city.
I'm trying, dog.
If the audience doesn't know, Miranda moved to Boston, what, like 6 months, something?
Almost eight.
Yeah, about 8 months ago, at spur of the moment. And now she's just loving it.
I'm so loving it. Definitely, for sure. For many, a myriad of reasons.
How is the, like, interacting with other people? Like, have you hung out with people that you don't work with?
Almost not at all. I have gone out on, like, I went on a couple dates when I first moved here. And that led to nothing, probably, because they were men. and then, I went recently, like every weekend for the past like 5 weeks, I've gone out with a girl I've been talking to, but we're both like on the asexual, like aromantic spectrum. So it's really just like hanging out. But that's been fun because we keep doing activities. Like we went to see the glass flowers exhibited at the Boston, like the Harvard Museum of Natural History. And we went to like a market for crafts makers and an art gallery and a Japan festival. So that's been exciting. All of my work friends do is drink, though. So,
oh, they're that age, and that's
they're tiny little alcoholics.
Big culture for early 20s in Boston is just drinking.
Yeah, I send my coworker who's like 22. I send him a little Onion article all the time that just says, "Fucker has the nerve to be 22." Like, we went out to the bar. Friday, I drank an entire whiskey sour in, like, a minute flat because it was disgusting and I wanted something else. But, you know, you have to finish it before you can get something else. And then I got, like, four, like, pints of cider. That's a lot. especially because it's down east and it's, like, 8% for no reason. and at fucking, like, 12:30... having not eaten anything except for two chicken tenders at 12 that day, was like, I think I gotta go home. I like went outside, started drinking water. And the fucking 22-year-old comes over and he's like, let me know next time you're not gonna be such a fucking lightweight. I was like, I'll kill you.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I would drink you under the fucking table if I had food in me, okay? But otherwise, yeah.
You have stumbled on a big part of Boston culture, I think, which is like, and I joked about the drinking. The ciders are 8%. Everything is over poured because happy hour is not legal in Massachusetts.
Yeah. This was a crazy thing to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. It's illegal to like discount alcohol for a certain time, like day over day. So there are ways to get around that. You do like a weekly special, kind of that kind of thing. But there's no happy hour. So
yeah,
drinking is just like a little more prevalent. And it is just because it's cold and that's how people warm up anyway. But every drink is over poured. Like it's so high proof. All the beers are super high proof. The ciders, any cocktail you order is going to be overpoured. It's just an extremely boozy region of the country.
Yeah, that was a wild thing to find out. Like, we went somewhere and they like had an apps thing and I was like, oh, no drinks? And they're like, no. And I was like, the fuck you mean? And because it sucks to drive here and they don't want drunk drivers during happy hours.
Yeah.
So,
as the assistant host of this podcast, I also want to provide some context that Jazz is originally from Boston and thus, she knows of that place.
I thought that was clear in sort of the all of me, but it is worth mentioning, I guess.
Really clear if you've watched Baldur's Gate Baddies, because that's when the Boston accent is at its highest.
Yep.
And we all know everyone's seen that.
And they should, because it's great.
They should.
The other crazy, like, Massachusetts law that, like, really took me out and resulted in a really, like, who's on first ass conversation with a, like, bud tender at a weed store was me being like, yeah, like, I like to do, like, 50-50 THC CBD when I take edibles, because I can't smoke, because I have a throat disease. I was like, yeah, so can I get, like, a 15? And he's like, yeah, so it'll be, like, 5 this and 10 this. And I was like, that's not 50-50. And it took us way too long to discern that in Massachusetts, a single edible can only be 5 milligrams. They can sell you like 500 in one packet, but each one has to be 5.
Huh.
And I was like, what are we doing? There's no limit on like smokable weed whatsoever, just edibles.
I wonder why. Like, you would think the smoking stuff would be the harder one or whatever than just having a
I'd say
dummy.
Like there's a logic to it because like maybe kids could get your edibles or like something
I
like
suppose.
That.
I suppose. Yeah. I guess it's candy, air quotes,
yeah.
You know?
Like you could say, I don't know if that's the logic they're using or if they're just being weird about it to be weird about it, but.
The fact that you eat it might put it into that like, oh, food, you know, food people might have a say in it, whereas smoking, they're like, that's not
do
us.
Do whatever the fuck. Probably.
Who knows? Like, trying to discern why laws are what they are is for other people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
Yeah.
This is why are we doing this? Monthly podcast. It is. And today we're going to be talking a bit about my Boston experience. If Bryce can get himself together. I'm here with my pals. Care to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Jazz. I'm the native Boston. And I just hope Miranda's having a good time. I don't think she is.
I'm trying.
I know.
I'm Bryce, and I always handle every other people hosting the podcast so well and feel like it feels natural.
And I'm Erin. I've been to Boston once, and I loved
it. Did you like it?
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, for PAX.
Yeah, we were there for PAX-y, nice so.
I lived here during PAX. Video games are my fucking passion. In the same way that, like, graphic design is my passion, video games are my passion. And I didn't go to PAX, even though I was here when it happened.
You probably didn't want to go alone. You didn't want to roll solo.
The thing is, I'm not the kind of person to be like, I won't go to stuff alone. I go to shit alone all the time. I go to concerts alone in other cities all the time just because I'd rather have fun than have to worry about making sure someone else has fun.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. I hate worrying about someone else having fun. Mm. I want to be stupid. I'll go by myself. It was more that I was like, I don't really know what PAX is like. My only experience with like gaming conventions really is PlayStation Experience, which hasn't existed since 2018.
So you haven't been to any PAXes?
Never in my life.
Holy
shit.
Oh
my gosh, I can't wait to go with you. Next year, baby. We'll be there. PAX East.
Conveniently that Miranda's there now, we are playing to the whole homies roll up on her. Yeah.
And we're obviously going to be staying in your living room.
Right? In my really great apartment.
We could all
fit
in there.
I'd love to be in. So glad I'm here in all the time.
Tell us about it.
Okay. So to start with, prior to recording, besides already being late because I forgot, and I was playing Honkai Star Rail in my soup chair, I looked over like where my computer is, literally right here. And Aaron will put the picture right about here. and there were so many fucking ants crawling all over the goddamn place. And here's the thing. I don't know what it is. I think it's like trauma from like growing up poor or something. And like growing up in like squalid places sometimes. Like especially like visiting family in the South who were like trailer park poor. Ants fill me with a rage the likes of which I cannot explain. They make me incomprehensibly angry. Just being around them pisses me the fuck off. It's like ants and flies. Anything else, flies. I can deal with. Spiders, we're homies, dog, because they kill flies. Like, you bring an ant near me, and I am slowly, like, you know, like a sanity meter in a fucking video game? It's just running down if I'm in a room with an ant. Okay? So, I look over, I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta get on the podcast. Look over, so many fucking ants. There's a graveyard over here right now. So I had to run to the store and get Raid and ant baits.
I like how you joined the video call just to be like, I need to go deal with this.
Well, I wanted to make sure that, like, that was okay, I guess. I don't know.
No, we're going to appreciate
it. My sincere apology was felt for being late and then also having to be more late.
We're going to be like, no, you need to work. You need to podcast next to those ants for this.
I would quit. Get them on the mic. They're guests.
It's like, oh.
That would create such an energy that might.
I'd just be over here, like, fucking slowly degrading. Like, that's one of the reasons I stopped playing Final Fantasy the other night. It's because, like, the thing is, I've been having this ant problem, but I will, like, fix it. And by fix it, I mean, like, I'll temporarily put a stop to it by, like, rubbing vinegar all over the area and, like, killing all of them manually with my hands.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, paper towel. But at random, they'll just swarm again, which is what happened just now. And, like, I put in a thing with my maintenance company, like, last week on, like, Thursday. And was like, yeah, you can come literally anytime Friday because they have a scheduler. But then they didn't come Friday.
Oh.
Because I was like, oh, I just won't deal with it. They're going to come. And then they didn't. And then I had to deal with ants all fucking weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Like, why?
My ultimate rage.
Why didn't they do?
Well, yeah, they suck.
They probably got to call someone else, and when's that guy's schedule, and who knows?
Listen, don't put a scheduler in your little thing if you can't come.
I mean, you honestly, know? What the hell?
I've just been texting pictures to, like, because you can text the, like agent that, like, uploads, and it'll upload your pictures. So I just keep taking pictures of the ants and sending it to the text thread that has the fucking complaint. Because I'm like, I'm going to kill myself and you.
In that order.
No, not in that order. I mean, unless she's...
No, you can do it.
I could be a vengeful ghost.
Yeah.
I'm being haunted by the ghost of my former tenant. They're trying to kill me.
Forever.
She hated ants so much.
But at least that has been the only problem you've had with that place.
Right. You know what? It totally has. No, this place fucking sucks. I think I do have to give the context of, like, how I ended up in this apartment.
She made a deal with a sketchy man behind an alley.
Behind the Arby's. He looked like Jesus. I thought it was safe.
They don't have Arby's out there. That's not real.
I know they don't. I'm kind of sad. I was trying to explain the concept of a Jamocha shake to someone the other day, and they were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a coffee flavored.
I'm not going to go to Arby's. Have you been to Kelly's Roast Beef yet?
No.
No, I haven't.
This is a Boston podcast now. You should go. It's like Arby's, but it's good.
Arby's, but good.
My coworker, who I love, so if somehow he listens to this, I apologize.
What, you're not
this
forcing
is gonna set
all your
the coworkers. My divorced father, like, coworker. That's the energy he has. You get what I mean.
He's Irish. Like,
probably. He is a redhead.
good chances.
That's an
then.
Irish trait.
Very good chances, then, I would say.
has been like, you got to get a roast beef. And I'm like, that's just like a normal sandwich. What are we talking about?
No.
You mean it's like just the roast beef you get from Walmart, right?
No. That's crazy. Oh. No. There are, and this is very specifically a North Shore of Massachusetts phenomenon. So it's like Boston up, more or less, and just Massachusetts. But there are roast beef shops, which is like a sub shop, but they specialize in roast beef. And it is just like, they make the most succulent roast beef, and you got to get it with the sauce. And I don't know what the sauce is.
Okay. Nobody knows.
You get it as it's a three-way, and it's beef with mayo and sauce and cheese. And it's not barbecue sauce. It's not barbecue sauce. I can't stress that enough. I don't know what it is. It just makes me sound crazy. And it's just like a very wet sandwich with toasty bread. And it's so good. Ooh. It's so good.
You sold me on wet sandwich.
Try it. Almost nothing you said there was appetizing.
Yeah. You have to try it.
It's like, besides the mayo, all of that sounded incredible to me because I love wet sandwiches.
Mayo hater. Big wet anything hater.
You don't have to get mayo on it. You can pick and choose your toppings.
But you got to get the mystery sauce.
I try the mystery sauce.
You do. It's like sweet.
I'm just
going
to have to assume it's cane sauce.
And if you ask them what's in the sauce, they will take you out back and shoot you.
Hey, you don't need to know what's in the sauce, okay? You don't need to know.
Oh, the accent came out just a little bit. You could hear it.
I don't remember how we got onto roast beef sandwich.
You're talking about getting shot behind an Arby's or something.
Someone told you you're
moving
here.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So I moved to Boston because I got a job offer. I got this job offer because I have a friend who works at the company. I interviewed to work for this company in San Francisco. I didn't get that position. 2 months later, I got an email out of the fucking blue that said, hey, how would you feel about doing that same job for more money in Boston? And I said, well, it's more expensive to live in San Francisco, so I'll take the more money in Boston. Yeah, so I moved here. But the thing was, they were like, we will give you a higher, like a starting bonus if you can move in 3 weeks. You have to start in 3 weeks. And I was like, okay. So I had all of a week and a half to find an apartment to live in Boston, a city I was 19 hours away from. So you pick what you can find, man. And I have a cat and I have a computer desk. So requirements for space are existent.
Mm-hmm. The cat I get, the computer desk seems like any apartment would allow a computer desk.
I mean, they would. What I'm saying is I need the room.
Yeah. It's like, so like a studio probably.
It has to be laid
work.
Out in a way that makes sense for me to have a desk somewhere in my apartment. Many of the places I looked at were not laid out in a way where I could have a desk. The most nonsensical house layouts I've ever seen in my fucking life here. And I also moved the weekend of college move-in. So Harvard, MIT, like all of the fucking universities moved in that weekend. And so my rent is $1,000 more than it would be if I had moved, I don't know, 3 weeks earlier.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. So that's how I ended up in this incredibly cursed apartment. I just want to say I saw my first rat like a week in.
In the apartment? Or just around?
No, around. I've never seen like a rat outside before, like just roaming because I lived in the suburbs my whole life. But I went to throw out the trash at night and I lifted the trash can and there was a rat in there, which I did not like. That was a jump scare I did not appreciate.
Oh my gosh.
Very lucky for me, his ass was facing me, so he didn't see me, so I didn't have to look in his little Ronin eyes.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me of when we were staying at our Airbnb in Boston for PAX.
Did you see a rat?
We did. And because what happened was, well, Matt, our good buddy who also lives in that area, he drove us from the convention center back to our Airbnb. And so he pulled into the driveway of the of where we were staying. And in his headlights, because it was late at night, it was like midnight or whatever. And in his headlights, we saw like three rats run by and went underneath the porch of the Airbnb we were staying at. Because I think there was like a restaurant, or there was a business of some kind on the other side of the building.
Yeah, I think there was a pizza joint nearby. I think it was a
restaurant. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And so we saw those three rats. We all know the rats
love pizza.
And we were like, oh my gosh. And then Beckers got so excited and was trying to find them because she loves rats.
Why are you trying to find street rats?
Beckers had a pet rat for a bit.
She did. She did have a pet rat for a while.
That's fine. Pet rats are fine, but you can't make friends with street rats.
Bro, Aladdin would beg to differ.
Yeah. I'm like,
okay.
Well, yeah, because he was the street rat.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Riff raff. Street rats.
I mean, to be fair, he wasn't making friends with street rats. He was the street rats. He would just ask people to be his friend.
I don't even think he was trying. I think he was a class traitor.
Technically, he was.
In the last half of the movie. In the first half, he was just a street rat. So
he's
you know.
A poor kid trying to get by.
He was the Prince of Thieves. So he was always a prince.
He didn't know that though until the third movie.
It's true.
Well, I'm still like, I feel like that just justifies the whole like, I wish that you made me a prince, and then they didn't like give him a fucking like kingdom or anything. They just like, you're dressed up, and then he go the rest of the movie is just them being like, I have to tell her I'm not actually a prince. Bitch, you made the wish that you were a prince. It's not a lie, you're a fucking prince. Unless genies
of where?
Yeah.
All it's Genie just... could do was put him in cosplay. Okay?
Yes. And give him a parade, and that was it.
Yeah.
And what happened to all the people who are in the parade?
I mean, those were all Genie. Like, I think we all... Genie made them all. Yeah, that was all Genie. Those are Genies.
Okay, that makes sense.
But he should be a prince. So that was his wish. Yes. Oh, Genie's been sexy. Genie loves to be a sexy lady.
That is true. That is true.
But I still piss him. He made the wish to be a prince, not to be fucking dress up as a prince and have a parade. That wasn't his wish. he should have rolled up and been like, hey, prior to today, I wasn't a prince, but I am, so let's get married. Well, this is cool.
It's like, I'm a prince. It's like, legit, I am.
It's about being honest to your partners, okay, Bryce?
And having a genie that can make your honesty whatever the fuck you want it to be.
Boy, of all the Disney movie plot holes, this is not the one that I thought was going to be so upsetting to Bryce.
Yeah, what's your Disney plot hole that's still got an itch in your craw?
Disney plot hole that pisses me off.
I figured she had a pick. I figured there was like, oh, this is the...
No, I'm sure they exist. I just think it's funny that that's the one you hate.
It's gotta be, it's probably an older one. It's probably like some Sleeping Beauty type shit or something.
It's like the entire crux of the movie is his trying to decide if he should tell the truth about the prince shit. And it's just like, you are a prince. Like, there's the whole, like, oh, he was the Prince of Thieves all along, blah, blah, blah. So, that wish shouldn't even counted. He's already, I don't know.
It's not canon.
I think in Lilo and Stitch 2, it's very unclear how Gontu starts to work for a crime lord.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think that could have been elaborated on more. Because then the whole TV series is predicated on the fact that Gontu works for a crime lord. And that's just never explained.
I mean, I
think we could get more on that.
Was Gontu the evil scientist? No, Gontu's the cop.
Gontu's the cop. Homsterville's the crime lord.
No, I have Homsterville.
The evil hamster?
But I'm telling you, the evil scientist is the one who made Leela, or made Stitch in the first place.
That's Jumba, but he's reformed.
Yeah, but he started off as an evil scientist.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gontu was the space cop, and honestly, that lines up of like... Yeah, he's evil. Whatever.
I forgot he was a space cop. Cop to criminal, that's the fucking pipeline, baby.
Yeah, but I just want to see it, you know? It's just weird that all of a sudden, movie two, and he's like, well...
Did you need to see him to take the drugs to use for himself first?
Yeah.
You know, and then...
Where did they meet?
Jazz needs Lilo and Stitch 1.5.
We need a fifth Lilo and Stitch movie where they watch from the audience.
It's a reenactment of the events between 1 and 2, but told as a play that Lilo and Stitch watch, and the audience is watching that happen.
It's a hula, man. Come on. It's Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, told by his Ruben, the Gantu's little sidekick.
Yeah, yeah. The one who likes sandwiches. It could be like the episode
I was just thinking about him. Sorry. Were you just thinking about Experiment 625?
Because I was thinking about
can we pause for
this? It is about this. Yes.
I love every episode of this podcast because it unlocks more lore about Jazz that apparently Jazz knows a fuck ton about Lilo and Stitch.
Truly. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I was thinking that I really miss that they used to make really good TV shows based off the Disney movies. Mm-hmm. Like the fucking Lilo and Stitch TV show whipped. The Aladdin TV show, whipped.
Yep.
Hercules TV show, fucking whipped.
Yep,
all right, great shows.
Yep.
But then I was thinking about the Toonami website where you could play the sandwich stacking game.
Yes!
66, yes! Where you ran around, you stacked the sandwich.
That'd be Disney.
It was, but they combined the websites at some point.
Isn't Toonami?
Yes, like Toonami was Cartoon Network. So
Cartoon Network. I don't know. Whatever. The Disney website.
Disney XD.
You're thinking like Toon Disney or whatever. Yeah.
It would be Disney XD. Everyone knows
well,
it's Disney.
Well, Disney XD did not exist.
It was Toon Disney before
Disney
XD. And then it turned into XD.
I think of all of those because there's a bunch of like little online games you could play before I was an adult gamer. So there's like the sandwich stacking game on that. But there was also on the Toonami website, there was the Gundam mobile, because Mobile Suit Gundam Wing is my entire personality. There's a Gundam over there somewhere, Epion. and there was a game that was basically like Fire Emblem / Rock, Paper, Scissors, but with Gundams in space on the website.
Oh my gosh.
Which I loved.
Amazing.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
It's our origin as a gamer.
It's true.
So Boston.
All right. So first off, it's fucking cold in Boston. Okay? It's fucking cold. It's cold, and this is relevant for reasons that my apartment sucks ass. Okay, so actually you can see it in the picture, so if I can figure out my direction. So over here, if you look back here, you'll see there's a radiator, perfectly fine radiator.
Yeah.
And you'll see right here, there's a little top to the radiator. Well, let me tell you, that was not there when I moved in.
Oh.
There was no way to turn the radiator on or off.
Oh,
it was just
the valve?
Yeah. And it was broken in a way where I couldn't even like use pliers to like turn it instead.
Jesus.
So that just didn't exist. And then when they fixed it, they like left metal shavings all over the fucking ground with my cat home. Like,
oh, great. Perfect.
Yeah.
So was it permanently on or permanently off?
I don't remember. I think off because I remember being fucking cold.
Okay.
And then so my building works in a way where it's like when the outside reaches a certain temperature, they start like turning the radiators on for the whole building. Mm. So they just kick the boiler on. Mm-hmm. The boiler fucking broke.
Wow.
On one of our like 12 degree days.
Of course.
So I like went to work. And I like went home and I was like, oh, my fucking like heat's broken in my apartment. And my coworker was like, I have an under desk heater. Please take it home. And I was like, I'll be fine. And I was not fine. I was so fucking cold. I was just like four blankets and like two pairs of sweatpants and a sweater trying to sleep in the fucking night before I go back to work for 10 hours the next fucking day.
No.
And part of the reason that happened is the other thing I hate about this fucking apartment from hell. Okay. Get a new apartment. Want to move in September. Nice. Place doesn't have fucking AC. Doesn't even have a thermostat. Doesn't have anything. No way to tell what the internal temperature in this bitch is except uncomfortable at all times.
I can feel it.
And so get here the first day, moving in, open all the windows. Normal thing to do. It's a nice day. for months. I'm like, why can I not control the temperature in my home? Why is it like this? And there's going to be a really good video here for you to watch that I'll summarize for you guys. I discovered when you open the windows, you know, windows are two parts. The top part just fucking slides down. It just opens. It just opens on its own. The only thing keeping up the top window is the bottom window locking into it.
Oh my gosh.
So when you opened all those windows on the first day.
So when I opened all those windows on the first day, I opened all of the top windows in my entire fucking apartment. That is 90% windows. And then it blizzarded for two straight months.
It's like, so did you see like snow and stuff getting inside? Like,
no, because it was only like this much, which isn't enough to notice, but it's perfect amount to freeze the fuck out of me.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And how long did it take to figure that out? Like
6 months?
Oh, damn.
Oh, bud.
Oh, damn. Why do you tolerate this stuff for so long, Miranda? It seems like you wouldn't tolerate this kind of thing.
I was like, whatever, it's just this shitty apartment, which I'm paying so much money for, to be clear.
Oh, no.
This
gosh.
Shoebox apartment that I pay an unreal amount of money for. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have, is it a 1 year lease?
Yes. I signed my notice to vacate, but let me complain about one more thing, and then I'll move on to that bullshit.
Sounds good.
So,
I'm in it.
I have cabinets, and there'll be a picture here, too. So, cabinets, there's, like, you know, the two that go over, and then there's, like, the small, like, short ones that go over your sink, usually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The screws in the one that go over the sink, visibly ripped out of the wood.
Oh,
like at a glance, ripped out of the wood. If I tried to put anything in there, the whole thing would collapse.
Holy, okay. Like, okay.
Did you?
Nothing's in those cabinets.
Nope. I haven't asked them to fix it because I don't give a shit.
Like, I mean, that makes sense. If you're going to be leaving,
and also,
like, for real,
there's a problem with my fan when we moved in where it's just so fucking loud. It was so loud. They came to my house to fix it easily four times and would be like, it's fixed. In no fucking way had they changed anything at all. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of the times, the clear solution they tried was just to, like, put oil in it, which is not how you make fans not make sound, in case anyone was wondering. Mm. But they put oil in it, and, like, fucking idiots. So I came home, and my walls all have little specks of oil on a ring around them.
Because it was flinging it around.
Yes.
Oh,
like,
no.
What are we doing?
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm in fucking undergrad again. I feel like I'm 21 living in the slums of my college town.
Jeez.
Instead, I'm a working adult making almost six figures in fucking Boston, and this is the shit I have to deal with.
That's criminal.
Yeah.
But at least you're leaving.
Yes. The crazy thing about that is you have to give your notice 4 months in advance.
Wow.
Which means there's literally no way to know that you'll have an apartment secured when you move into it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, do you have a place?
No, of course not. Nobody's renting me a place 4 months in advance.
So when can you start looking? Or when will you start?
In like 2 months.
Wow. And if you, I mean, you're going to be in some, you'll be in a slightly better position because at least you're there and can look at them. But like, yeah. It is a deal of like, at a certain point, you just have to take what you take because you told them you won't be there.
Yep.
That's
is that
insane.
Standard in Boston that you have to do the 4 months thing or? It is?
According to the people at my work, it's very normal. They're like, yeah. Like, it was a solid mix of people being like, yeah, that's normal, and people being like, what the fuck? I'm like, you're probably house owners.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're in the Midwest of, like, every apartment I've had, it's like, technically, there's been a 1 year lease, but after that, it's just kind of been like, You keep paying them rent. You get to keep living there.
It always just goes month to month. You never re-sign a lease. Like,
yeah,
ever.
And then you just
never.
And then you just never go, hey, I'm moving out at the end of the month, and they go, cool. And
yeah, you just do your 30 days, and then that's it.
That's so interesting. I think it was 60 in St. Louis. 60 days that you were going to leave, and then you did, even if you went month to month, you had to sign a new lease that was month to month. Because what they would do, and they also do this in Boston, is the shorter amount of time you're going to stay, the higher they make your rent by significant amounts.
Damn, what the hell?
Yes. God. And that's why, like, I also need to make sure, I think I'm probably either going to, like, break lease or, like, move a month early. Because it is literally $1,000 more to move in the weekend that I should move.
Yeah.
It would save me $12,000 to break a lease.
Jesus. Like,
well, I just find that crazy that depending on when you move in also determines what the rent is. It's like airline prices, you know, or like airplane prices.
I'm used to, like, St. Louis is a little seasonal too, because it sucks dick to move in the winter. So it's usually cheaper to move in the winter because most people aren't renting new places in the winter. But like the difference here is extreme relative
to
what you would see at other
places. That blows my mind.
And do you know who's going to MIT and Harvard?
rich people. That's why it's based around those people.
I guess. That's something that I've never even, never knew.
Rich people and kids with scholarship money, baby. Those are my competitors.
It is hell to try and move around during that time.
Yeah, pretty much everyone was like, oh, if you want to get like a moving truck for that weekend, good luck. Well, I was like, well, I certainly won't be moving any other way, so.
And Boston is inhospitable to cars in certain areas, so.
Yeah, so I sold mine before I moved because I was like, I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the street parking rules here are crazy. They stress me out just to think about. So,
what are street parking rules?
It's so like specifically zoned. Like, there's not like a Boston street parking. There's each little sub neighborhood has its own like street parking, and you can only park in those places if you have the pass for that zone. It wouldn't even be like all of Cambridge. It'd be like this section of Cambridge and this section of Cambridge each have different street passes.
Like, all the facial expressions Jazz is making.
It's Cambridge. I'm so sorry. It's Cambridge.
No one has ever corrected me on that one, just to be clear.
Oh.
I assure you I'm correct.
No, I believe you're correct, but no one's ever said anything to me about it.
You should have been shouting at her sooner.
Cambridge.
I've never heard her say that out loud.
Cambridge, all right.
Cambridge.
I imagine when we are all in Boston, Jazz is going to just be constantly like, no, it's not that. No, don't say it.
I recently went to a city named Worcester. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The stupidest spelled city I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean?
A city spelled Worcester that's pronounced Worcester.
I mean, if you want to be really technical, it's pronounced Worcester.
Yeah.
You don't need those R's in there. But yeah,
I don't know that I could do those R's.
One of my best friend's mom is originally from Worcester.
Yeah. It's a nice place. I went for like a facilities conference.
No, it's nice. Massachusetts has some of the most difficult names of towns to pronounce. And I have lived many lives of like bringing new people to the area or just seeing people try to pronounce the names. Delightful every time. If you're from there, because it's wrong every time.
It's funny because I was explaining this to someone, like, you guys are so committed to like saying things correctly. So like where I'm from in St. Charles, Missouri, all of our shit has like German roots, and we have fully committed to never acknowledging that. So we've got streets like Youngerman that are Jungerman. Don't fucking call it Youngerman. We have streets like Moog that we call Mugi. Like, there's no attention to the origins of these words. We will pronounce them how we feel is right.
Oh my gosh. That in South Dakota, we know someone's not from here by how they pronounce our state capital.
Okay.
Which, when you're reading it on a map.
Hold on.
Let me post the
spelling of it in Discord.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm
so intrigued.
Trying to remember what the capital of South Dakota is.
I have no fucking clue.
I'm not even going to pretend
to know that one.
I maybe used to know. We studied it in like fifth grade. Okay. It was like the states and their capitals. You do that?
I posted the name.
There are two ways this could go, but I feel like your actual pronunciation is going to be a fucking weird third one.
Okay, go one of you take right. Take a shot.
Both
at
of
it.
You take a stab.
I want to see which one Jazz picks.
I would say Pierre.
Nope.
But
no, you can't. You can't tell.
What
is it? Pierre?
It is Pierre. Yep. Yeah.
You can't. It's you like, can't tell them Pierre. Yes or no until everyone's answered.
Well, no, because I knew it was either Pierre or Pierre.
There were,
yeah, it's Pierre.
Because Pierre only would be normal.
Yeah, it's
Pierre
like
was wrong.
Whenever anybody tries to be all like it's pronounced it all French like, it's just like no.
It's like,
we're
no.
South Dakota.
No.
This is Pierre.
Though
okay, but it doesn't even look like Pierre. There's extra letters in there. Yeah. Honestly, it's more French of you to not pronounce the extra letters than it would be to pronounce it correctly.
It's a good point.
I'm sure it was named after a French guy or a French city or something, but it was just like, no, it's Pierre.
But yeah. The German ancestry and stuff around here, people love. So any the German stuff is.
Oh, we have a lot of Hutterites around here that do just straight still talk only German to each other. Like the guys will know some English, the women only know German. If there is a rummage sale anywhere near, there'll just be a van that shows up full of Hutterite women.
Yard sale.
What yard sale? Rummage sale?
Garage sale?
Garage sale? What? Any of the
Jazz went rummage.
whatever signage you prefer to do, but the sale in front of your house, a van full of Hutterites will show up and they'll just pick through your shit. And I don't know, guaranteed buyers is what
it sounds like.
I mean,
yeah,
they look, yeah, yeah, they
you,
will.
You might have like it might be like the elder like woman might be able to speak English because I'm like, how are you making that transaction? You know they're gonna want to bargain. You know they're gonna want to like haggle over it.
That's what you do at a garage sale.
Totally random, like side story on that too. When I worked at Payless Shoes here in the mall, in our local mall, back in my college days, and Hutterites would come in, they bought Crocs all the time. All the time.
It blew my mind.
Which I guess I kind of get because, you know, farming, they're kind of like, they can be really good outdoor shoes, but it's like
they're comfy, apparently.
Yeah,
they got sport mode,
right?
Yeah,
right.
I don't think they're using them farming. They're probably using them running around their little compounds.
Know. But I mean, because they're like rubberish shoes, they're good to wash off when it's muddy.
Yeah, they're very resistant to stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't they have holes in them though?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would do farm work with holes in them. It'd stab my toe.
I don't think they were doing farm work.
Probably not, but like casual walking around. All I know is that they bought them a lot. Or at least the Payless brand of Crocs.
Aaron was not asking questions. She was just like, yep, this fits. Have a good day.
It was just a random thing that observation that I noticed while I was working there. That's all.
Did they buy the charms too?
I don't think the charms were a thing in like 2011.
Okay. So. Oh, fair. Yeah. World.
Yeah. 35 in like less than a month here. Yep.
Anyway, what were you saying, Miranda?
Yeah. Maybe Jazz can help me out here, but I do believe someone was telling me that there's like some variety of like Italian schism occurring in the city, like between like Italians and Sicilians. In like a certain area, which is like already a schism. Okay, but
she's not there right now.
Well, no, I meant that like just exists here. Not that it's like new.
I mean, it sounds like the North End. because it's Italian.
It's probably the North End. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a food related thing because that's the biggest thing that they have going, respectfully. But Sicilians lean more pizza, stuff like that. It does. It's like, you know, it's probably food related. I don't really know too much about
it. I mean, it's also a cultural thing. I have a friend whose like grandma is like Italian, who was like, baby, you marry anyone you want. But if you marry a fucking Sicilian, she was like, okay, grandpa.
It's different.
We're like,
oh my God.
Something's going on there that we do not understand.
I feel like it's some mob shit.
Yeah, there's
goes
some
back
like,
to
beef.
Some mob shit.
Yeah.
Goncharov. Oh.
I went to college with this really sweet girl. She is a doctor now. Like, she was studying to be a doctor at the time. And we were in like a creative writing class together or something. And her mom was a doctor and she was talking to me. She's like, yeah, like my mom's going to a conference in Boston. I'm going to go with her. I'm so excited. But I have a question. Is the mob real? And I was like, what do you mean?
Yes and no.
Yeah. And she was like, you know, it's like, is it real? Like if I go to Boston, is the mob there? And I was like, if there were a city to make up organized crime for the sake of it, it would be Boston. But also, I'm like, please don't go anywhere outside of like sort of the convention center area because I don't want you to get hurt. You don't know enough.
Oh, gosh.
It's a very normal town, but I do understand saying that to someone in college.
Certainly someone who's like, is the mob real? I'm like,
is the mob real?
Don't go asking is what I would say, first of all.
It's one of those things where, like, organized crime exists. It's just different now. It's just financial crime.
Yeah, it's all white-collar crime.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, the mafia is just doing white-collar crimes now. Yeah. Like,
it's just easier to just do it in front of everyone now.
Like, when my little brother got married in Vegas, he got married in a place called, I literally do not know the name of the steakhouse because my stepdad just kept referring to it as the oldest steakhouse in Vegas. But it has a room in it called the Mob Room, which is like legitimately where like old mobsters used to meet up. And there's like this whole like lore behind it that it's like was bugged by the FBI for like some period of time.
Oh, geez.
God.
Good ass steak, though.
Good.
And they made your Caesar dressing in front of you, which I think is disgusting because anchovies, but I'd rather
fun,
just get it out of a bottle where I don't have to acknowledge the fishy origins.
I guess I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That Caesar salad.
If you have it fresh,
dressing.
It's like,
oh.
It's like mayo, anchovies, and some other weird shit.
Interesting. Caesar is, it's like, it's fine. It's okay. But there's
I grew
some
to
really
like it as
bad
an adult.
Caesar. Dressing.
Yes.
There's some really
also, like,
bad.
As a Midwesterner, ranch exists. I don't need anything
right.
else.
Yeah. Like, honestly, what are we doing?
It is actually very funny that Jazz, a Boston person, is now in the Midwest, and Miranda, a Midwest person, is now in Boston.
She's not in the Midwest.
Jazz is in the South.
She's in the
South. I don't
know
that I'm calling Texas the Midwest, my man.
Midwest? It's, no.
Yeehaw.
That is not Midwest.
It's the middle. It's the middle
it's
South.
It's the South.
Yeah. I don't think you can get farther South.
I'm calling it the middle South. I honestly,
Florida might go further South.
Possibly.
It's got the keys.
I've always thought the Midwest just was like the straight middle all the way down.
No,
but.
No,
it's like
stops.
It's like
at
a rectangle.
Kansas, I would say. I think Kansas is like the last state before it turns into South. Because then Oklahoma South.
I would call Oklahoma Midwest.
You think so? Yeah. I guess maybe depends where in Oklahoma.
Look, I would call it Oklahoma Midwest because it's a corn state, and that's like a. Midwestern thing to me. It's a Bible-y corn state, which is reads Midwest to me.
Okay.
There will be a lot of dispute over what is
like
Midwest.
Arkansas,
but
like once you get to Arkansas, because south of Missouri, I would call
the South.
Yeah. Nobody's calling Arkansas the Midwest.
I don't really know.
Somebody would call Texas the Midwest, and that's me. Got him right here.
This is like a mutual friend we have refusing to call Missouri the Midwest.
What is it then?
It's like it's just the middle. It's not the Midwest. I'm like, if that's just the middle, Minnesota's just the North, baby. Like, we cannot.
And North Dakota then would be too.
Right. Like, it's like, we cannot be, you can't be doing that. If that's the case, if you touch Canada, you're the North. Like,
yeah. Just the middle is hilarious. Yeah, what region? Just the middle.
I'm like, also, we're middle of the country. So Midwestern, like, as a state in terms of, like, values and everything. Like, and also, like, I think that's, like, the one thing I miss. Is everybody so nice in the Midwest?
Are people not nice in Boston?
They're not friendly. That's what. That's actually how it's, I would say, like, the Midwest is really friendly. People have hate in their hearts to degrees you could never imagine, but outwardly they're pretty nice, mm-hmm, and they're all really conversational. That does not happen here. Strangers don't want to talk to you here. Not in, like, the hostile way you hear people talk about New York. They just, like, don't give a shit. They're not going to be mean to you. They just don't care.
Mm. I've always said, having, like, grown up in Massachusetts and then moved to Texas, the difference for me always is, like, if you go to the grocery store in Massachusetts, the cashier will not ask, how's your
day? They don't talk to you.
They don't care. They do not care how your day was. Check out, move on. And in Texas,
service people
they want
to not
start,
fucking speak to you.
They don't care. Like, and in Texas, they want to start a conversation, but they also don't care. Like, they don't want to know how your day was, but they feel like they have to because it's, like, a polite thing
and
to do.
And that's what makes it the South, because in Missouri, they ask about your day and they do care.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's real. Genuinely. That's the difference. Like, the further south you go, the more you have people, like, being nice because they feel like they're supposed to. In the Midwest, people are fucking bored and nosy. And so, by association, they are just want to know everything about everyone. So when they're asking you questions, they just kind of want to know. Like, yep.
They're definitely.
They care about your answer.
I feel like bored is a lot of it because there are a lot of people that I interact with, especially at my job.
Oh yeah.
Of like they just want to talk about stuff of like, oh, you know, how's this, how's that, and I'm just like, I'm just trying to move on. Like, but it's just like whenever they try and start a conversation of just like, you know, what's going on with you? And just be like, oh man, the weather. And then I'll get two things in and be like, anyway, bye. Because I don't want to talk to them. I think it might be a me thing or a generational thing.
Well,
but
it's
yeah,
also
it's
your
like,
job.
Honestly, when I worked at the prosecutor's office, I hated people asking me how I was doing. So I'm like, one, I live in Springfield, Missouri. I'm not doing great. But I would always just be like, oh, I'm peachy. And that's such like a one word weird answer that I could just be like, yeah, I'm peachy, and then just fucking continue on, like, and it would be fine. Mm-hmm. And like one time somebody was like, why do you say peachy? And I was like, because you don't fucking care what I say. And he was like, but I do. And I was like, no, you fucking don't.
We're just going
Ask
through
me
the
a
motions.
Different question.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like someone saying they're peachy would stun lock me enough that I couldn't
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. It works.
Because like, it's just like, nice. What does that mean? Is that good? Is that like, you just go like, well, I can't continue this. It would take me 5 minutes to dissect that one word.
Exactly. It's the perfect stun lock. Just, that's exactly the right phrase for it. It just immediately makes people be like, okay.
Like, all right, neat. Cool.
Great. I almost bought a big chunky necklace that just said peachy on it because I said it so fucking much.
Oh my gosh. That's perfect.
Oh, see, that would, if you said I'm peachy and had a necklace that said peachy.
I wouldn't want it to work.
then that would be a 10-minute conversation every time. That would be the opposite of what you're going for.
It's better than like, oh, just another day in paradise, you know? The thing that white people say when they wish they were dead.
I feel like coworkers will say that to each other because they all know they're in hell. You can't say say that to a customer.
You might.
Yeah, but they'll know that what that means.
Just another day in paradise, baby. I my favorite way to respond to how are you is it's and then whatever day it is. Like, just it's Tuesday. Like, mm-hmm, like, fucking okay, whatever that means to you, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I always tell people I'm persisting.
Persisting. Oh wow.
And yet she persisted.
Yeah.
Well, are you happy about your move? Are you glad that you're... How are you feeling overall about the choices you've made?
Middling. I don't like regret it. I would go so far as to say I don't regret it. I like getting to live alone. Not that I didn't like living with my roommate. I like getting to live alone. I like making enough money to not worry about dying all the time. I like largely my job. I think once like the summer kicks up, I'll have better feelings about Boston in general. Because I'll be able to see it instead of being inside because it's zero fucking degrees and a blizzard.
Right.
But I think once that's over, I'll feel better about it. And when I'm in an apartment that doesn't suck dick, like.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you're able to find a good place.
Okay. One more story. So when I moved into my apartment, I had just moved here and I was like, oh, I need to switch phone services because they were like, I had just switched because I was on a work phone at my last company. And I was like, oh, I'll get a new phone. And I went in and they were like, oh, if you trade your phone in, you'll get like a basically like a free of the newest one. Because I had a pretty like new phone because my last work paid for it. I was like, hey, I have to work from home today because I've got to sign for my package for my phone. So I did that. And then my phone arrived and I ran out to get it. And I locked my door behind myself.
Oh, no.
No phone in my pocket. Work laptop inside. First floor of my apartment, but raised up enough that I don't have the upper body strength to lift myself through a window. Like, because they're like 8 feet off the ground.
Yeah. So
even if I could stand on something, I wouldn't be able to get the leverage to get in. So... Boston people aren't your friends. So by and large, like I had a couple neighbors come in and like some of them were helpful or some of them tried to be helpful. Some of them did not. And so I called the number for my apartment company because out there, I didn't have my phone, by the way. And I had my new one, but if I logged into it, it would fuck up my syncing my old phone to my new one. So I was like, I don't know what to fucking do. So for like 3 hours, so somebody comes in, they're like, oh my God, you can use my phone. I was like, thank you so much. I call them, I'm like, hey, come let me in. I'm locked in my house. And they're like, oh, we'll send someone out. It's probably going to cost you money though. And I was like, I don't care. I have to get in my house.
Yeah, it's like, what choice do I have?
I don't know anyone else in the city. There's nowhere else for me to go. Like, 3 hours pass. No one ever shows up from my apartment. The only reason I get into my apartment is because I get my phone to turn on and let me not log in. And my next door neighbor, who's fucking insane, absolutely an insane woman, she like lets her dog just go to the bathroom in the fucking hallways because she doesn't fucking notice it because it's small and she's blind as shit. And she's constantly yelling at who I think is her brother. And they're old and they're so Boston accent-y, but she's nice, even though she's fucking crazy. So she like goes out. She's like, oh my God, you're still out here. I was like, yeah. And she was like, I have this card. It's like expired. Do you want to use it to break into your apartment?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, sure. So I like try for a second. I was like, there's got to be a YouTube video for this. And of course there's a YouTube video for this. So I watched a YouTube video to teach me how to fucking do the thing and absolutely destroyed her card in the process of getting into my apartment. Yeah. But it was expired, so it was fine. And then that's how I got back in 3 hours later.
Oh my
apartment
gosh.
Never showed up to help me, never contacted me, never said anything.
Oh, that's awesome. Awful. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, at least the brighter future is ahead of you in 4 months or less.
Hopefully. We can only hope. I do think I need you to understand, though, if I move early, I'm going to Vegas the weekend of August 7th. I'm going to Minneapolis the weekend of
August 22nd.
Yep.
Right. So
it's not concerning that she doesn't know this.
My move out date is August 31st.
Uh-huh.
So
before Vegas, it sounds like, baby.
Moving in July.
Hopefully.
Pretty much. Or in that weekend in between.
Yeah, or in that like 2 weeks-ish. Oh, damn, girl.
Yeah.
It's all going to be great.
Yeah.
It will be really nice. Hopefully, I'm sure the next place will be incredible.
The next place, my number one priority for the next place.
Yeah.
Is a fucking thermostat.
The bar's that low, everybody.
I will pay $200 a month in electric bills if I can make my house the temperature I want it to be all the time. That has always been my thing. I lived in an apartment with vaulted ceilings for 3 years, and not once did we turn the AC or heat off, because my agreement was I will have the temperature that makes me comfortable in my fucking home. I'm not going to do this dad thing where I'm like, we can't turn on the thermostat. It'll cost us money. No, I'm an adult. I pay my own bills. I'm going to be comfortable.
1,000%. I've always been like, the thermostat, I'm going to set the temperature to whatever. Aaron's just like, I'll put it on a blanket. I'm like, no, I'm going to turn it to whatever.
Yeah.
I will be comfortable in my home. Everyone, this has been Why Are We Doing This? A conversational once a month podcast. Check it out wherever you get your podcast, I assume. Like, subscribe, leave a review. Reviews are really helpful. Recommend us to your friends. I have been Miranda. You can find me on Blue Sky at JaegerX7. You can find me on Baldur's Gate Baddies. That's the most important one. You should watch that one. We also do Let's Plays. And now my co-host will say bye.
I've been Bryce. You can find me on this channel.
I've been Jazz. You can find me in the streets.
I'm Aaron. You can find me behind this computer.
Beautiful. I love you all.
I love you.
And remember, podcasting is cheaper than therapy. Bye. Goodbye.